106.1 The Corner, Florence and the Machine. You've Got the Love on the Corner Breakfast Show, and that new Kings of Leon track too, Super Soaker, their new album due out September 24th. Well, the latest update here on the Baby Savage news. I just got a text as we welcome Better World Betty into the Corner Lounge here for our, I guess, every other week, right?
Yes.
You're here around this time?
Yes.
Okay, so we've got, we're in baby push time. Should be soon is my last text from a couple minutes ago from Brad.
And I came in as the mother of two going, you know, you can push for an awful long time. It's not like minutes here. We don't know.
Yeah, so that's the latest. We shall see.
That's great.
Sometime today, hopefully.
There
right?
we go. For her sake. Yeah.
Right.
No, for, and the baby's sake, of course.
Well, for folks in kind of back to school mode for mm-hmm. the kids that are a little older, you got some good info for us this week.
It sounds like. Baby Savage, right? You know, 6 years later, you get the back to school list. So
right.
it happens very fast. But yeah, we thought it would be great to do some back to school tips for the kids out there, and also the college set, because I'm starting to see UVA students
mm-hmm.
coming back. So just some top 10 tips. You know, we always say less is more. And so what do you already have? What can you make use of? My first thing is like backpacks. You don't need a new backpack every year. You know, your kids might whine, but we always go for the durable ones
mm-hmm.
that are going to last. And then number two, raid your junk drawer. Literally take stock in your home of what you've got as far as pencils, pens, scissors.
Mm-hmm.
So many times, you know, I'll be there and my son will say, we need this. And it's at home. I'm like, we're fine. We're
right,
covered.
Right.
And then make sure you've got your reusable water ready to roll and your last year's your lunchbox. So we talk a lot about like going zero waste with your lunch,
mm-hmm.
You know, just using the recyclable products, making sure that you're not, going crazy with the Ziplocs and the snack bags.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was thinking about these food trucks, like the college set, as
mm-hmm.
far as lunches.
Yeah.
Lot of food trucks popping up. And I'm excited to hear so many of them are not using styrofoam.
Yes.
So we've got the, you know, they give the foil. And if they serve in aluminum foil,
mm-hmm.
you can recycle that. That's infinitely recyclable as long as it's not, totally pizza-fied or sauce-fied.
Right.
And we also, on the Better World Betty site right now, we have an anti-styrofoam letter that you can send to your favorite food vendor
mm-hmm.
or a local restaurant that kind of
okay.
tells them the reason why we advocate for not using styrofoam.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you go to purchase, we encourage going tree-free, buying recycled paper and pencils. You know, they have all these little labels now, and it's really important to check the labels and to see what's in there. You know, there's plenty of good pencils out there now that aren't from new trees, virgin forests. They're from either recycled wood or FSC. We talk a lot about Forest Stewardship Council.
Okay. So that'll be on the label and everything, folks.
Yeah. Check labels big
mm-hmm.
time. And then, you know, rather than the plastic, you know, the plastic binders, there's we opt for canvas or cardboard that can be recycled. Tree-free notebooks with the recycled products. They've got a good eco line at Staples. Though I did do a caveat in my last blog about watch out for the ones that come off easily. Make sure that they're durable as well, because then you just end up using more paper. And then, you know, as parents, as far as you taking an advocacy role, you know, I would really just ask and inquire about recycling in school and make sure that the classrooms are recycling and, you know, offer to help on that. And then just like a less is more attitude.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think I just talked to one of the other station managers and she said, oh, our back to school list this year was actually pretty decent.
Mm-hmm.
It was not as large and
mm-hmm.
in charge. So we're excited that maybe schools and teachers are kind of paring down, especially
yeah.
as we're going to digital.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so much of the stuff we can do, we don't have to print.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Well, and it saves folks money, ideally, as well, right? When you're not buying.
Exactly.
and rebuying and rebuying the same stuff every year, right?
Right, right. Definitely. We want to save money on that. We took advantage of the tax-free weekend. Mm-hmm. So that was last weekend.
That was last weekend, right?
Yep. So, yeah, good stuff. As far as college students, you know, welcome to Charlottesville. There's so many, as far as reuse, and if you're, I know college students, you're looking for furniture to stock your, you know, dorm room or apartment. Mm-hmm. There's so many great consignment shops here in Charlottesville and thrift shops. I really recommend doing that first. And there's a betterworldbetty.org has mm-hmm. a directory. Better World Betty is all about making it easy for you to reduce your impact and be sustainable. Yeah. So, yeah. And one more thing we want to tell everyone in the community is about the bike walk play.
Okay. Yeah. What's
this all
about? Did
you hear about this last year, Jeff?
Mm-mm, I don't think so.
This is where they have a car-free section in the Fry Springs area. So it's JPA.
That's right. Yep. That's right.
They close off the street. It's 9 to 1. And their water balloon gauntlet and
yeah, it seems like that was juggling. Just a couple months ago.
I know.
It's already been
that
a
crazy?
Year. That's wild.
And trash bowling. I have to say, Better World Betty's trash bowling was very popular. my lower back felt it. But we're going to have volunteers out there. We set up the aluminum cans into a bowling alley and we throw a big old ball and see if we can throw strikes.
Nice.
Yeah.
Different way to do lawn bowling there. I
That's
like
right.
it. Well, cool. And where and when is that again?
That is next Saturday, August 17th.
Okay.
From 9 to 1 on JPA. So right past the bridge, there's mm-hmm. a sectioned off all the way to Fry Springs Beach Club.
Yeah.
Well, you'll find us there. You can bike, walk, ride trolley, whatever you want.
All kinds of
Come
fun stuff going
us.
On there. Yeah, that'll be awesome. Well, cool. And again, folks can check out betterworldbetty.org. And we love having you in every other Friday here on the Corner Breakfast Show. It's Terry Kent, a.k.a. Better World Betty.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks. Yeah. Good to see you.
Good
and
to
we'll
see you.
And we'll keep you updated. Wait, I think I got a text here. Hold on.
tell me.
I'll let you know when we have the delivery.
Wow, it's so amazing. All these texts and Facebook. Follow Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook. I'm sure we'll have the breaking news. And he says, this is so weird. I've never experienced anything like this.
Aww.
So pretty awesome stuff for the Savage family. And we'll play some Norah Jones here. Thanks again, Terry. And again, betterworldbetty.org.